Hello, emerging and evolving leaders. I'm Christine Rozier, host of the Irrelevant Leader podcast and founder of the Leadership Collaborative and Rozier Retreats. My platforms are dedicated to expanding the pool of exceptional leaders. I'm honored to be your leadership expert today. I believe that every person has the potential to become an extraordinary leader, and in doing so, significantly impact the lives of others. Extraordinary leadership begins with mindset. Relevant leaders are committed to developing the qualities necessary to successfully lead others, qualities that are cultivated and refined over time. Throughout the Irrelevant Leader podcast series, some of the world's most relevant leaders and I examine the behaviors and characteristics of irrelevant leaders. Tune in as we dig deep into identifying what goes wrong when a leader moves down the path from powerful leadership to ineffectual leadership. Join me for live call-in sessions, one-on-one interviews, and thought leadership segments as high-profile leaders and I explore what it takes for you to avoid the blight of dreaded irrelevancy and outline how you can achieve and maintain your place among the world's most profound and relevant leaders. Thank you again for listening. Let's get to today's episode. You obviously care about becoming an extraordinary leader, or you would not have taken the time to tune into this podcast. I interact with so many amazing people who have the intention of becoming great leaders in many areas of their life, whether it's in your family, your community, your church, or your workplace. Developing and cultivating effective leadership qualities allows you to have a significant impact on others. So how do we begin this journey towards the kind of leader you want to be? Well, I have a few ideas. Today, I'd like to explore how great leaders manage conflict. To be a relevant and extraordinary leader, you must develop a functional relationship with conflict. So what is conflict? Webster defines conflict to be different, opposed, to fail to be in agreement with or in accord with. Some of the leadership clients I work with are conflict avoidant. And as a leader, you are going to be faced with workplace conflict. Conflict is a normal and natural part of any environment where there are individuals or groups with differing attitudes, beliefs, values, opinions, and needs. If not managed properly, it's going to show up as decreased morale, increased absenteeism, and reduced productivity. In addition to that, avoiding conflict will impede trust and create situations that are far worse than the original conflict. I see leaders who are either conflict avoidant or they're on the other end of the conflict continuum, and they spend most of their time in conflict. Either approach causes those you lead to lose confidence in your ability and competence. Leaders must learn how to manage conflict in a healthy and effective way. As they model and teach this approach to their teams, it's going to change the culture and the belief around conflict. I've noticed that many people I work with are uncomfortable even discussing the topic of conflict. It's almost as if we think by ignoring the topic, it won't occur or it'll simply resolve itself. And in some situations that might occur, but most of the time it escalates into something beyond the original conflict. I don't believe that conflict or opposing thoughts, opinions, and perspective is really the issue. It's our belief and relationship with conflict that creates the negative experience. There are several other factors that come into play when conflict becomes negative. One of the behaviors that I see with leaders who are often involved with conflict is the need to be right. And the need to be right creates polarization and negativity around conflict. On the other end, leaders who are conflict avoidant often have great concern as to the reaction of others. And as a leader, we cannot be responsible for the reactions of other people. We can certainly use other leadership skills and qualities like active listening and empathy to convey in a way that is effective, but we cannot be responsible for the reactions and responses of other people. We must accept that people will not always agree with us, and that is okay. So what if we could move the dial from conflict being something negative to embracing it as an opportunity to learn, grow, discover, innovate, create, and possibly even transform? What if you could develop a very practical relationship with conflict? There are several strategies for managing conflict, and I believe that whatever strategy you choose, you must begin by identifying your own personal relationship with conflict. So where do we start? Start by noticing how you feel about the topic of conflict. Do you prefer to ignore it? Do you prefer not to discuss it? Is it something that makes you uncomfortable? Does it scare you? Or do you spend much of your time in conflict? How does that work out? Work on shifting your definition of conflict from being something negative to being something neutral and natural. Move into a place where you become curious and not defensive. By curious, I mean, if you're engaged with conflict, move from a position perhaps of needing to be right or the fear of others' reaction into a place of, I wonder why they have that perspective. I wonder what experience this person has had in the past that has led them to this conclusion. Let me explore more about their ideas, their perspective. And becoming curious will move us out of this negative space and into a place of openness where resolution can actually occur. In addition to that, if you find that you're avoiding conflict at all costs, start by practicing the development of your conflict muscle by engaging in conflict that is seemingly insignificant, where others might have a reaction to your decision that will not have a great impact on your life. That'll help us begin developing this muscle around conflict. And in this experience, allow the person to have the reaction or response they're having without feeling the need to fix it, so that we create a true relationship with conflict that will enhance our teams, enhance our own relationship. So start with those ideas and begin to develop your own personal relationship with conflict. Developing leadership qualities and characteristics is a process that occurs over time. If you become impatient or self-critical, you will inhibit that process. Think in terms of win-win. If you've noticed that you are engaging in new beliefs and new behaviors around conflict, celebrate that. If you notice you have defaulted to former behaviors or former beliefs around conflict, celebrate that. Either way, there's something to learn. Thank you for joining me, and I look forward to the next episode. Thank you for joining me, Christine Rozier, and the Irrelevant Leader podcast series. Remember this, you are more extraordinary and capable than you think. To become the leader you aspire to be, you need the right tools and support to assist you in developing and maintaining the characteristics found in great and relevant leaders. That's why I host the Irrelevant Leader podcast, direct the year-long leadership collaborative, and Rozier Leadership Retreats. Visit the website at christinerozier.com, that's spelled R-O-S-I-E-R, to learn more. Check out the podcast page for upcoming live events and interviews with amazing, relevant leaders. If you're not already on the mailing list, then please sign up to join me and this powerful network of exceptional leaders.